When we complain about how slow Greater Boston traffic is, we usually look to elected leaders for solutions. As WBUR launches a new effort to cover the intersection of brains and business in Boston called Bostonomics, we're spending this week examining Greater Boston traffic congestion, how it affects the economy, and what can be done about it. With this segment of our series called Driving Us Crazy, WBUR's Statehouse reporter Steve Brown joined one influential lawmaker on his ride to work.
State Senator Tom McGee buckles up for his 12-mile drive from his home in Lynn on the North Shore to his office at the Statehouse.
And as you can see, we're already in the traffic here. Tens of thousands of cars go this route to Boston every day.
At 8:15 on a Wednesday morning, traffic along the Lynnway is intensifying but still moving. The length of time for McGee's morning commute varies.
It depends on the time. Usually it could be, 40, 45 minutes.
Since 2011, McGee has served as Senate Chair of the Legislature's Joint Committee on Transportation. In that role, he and the committee helped shape the state's transportation policy. The legislature also allocates state funding for transportation projects. Before heading out of Lynn Center, McGee detours to show me where a pilot ferry service has been operating between Lynn and downtown Boston for the past two summers.
We started off with 13,000 riders the first year from May to September, up over 15,000 last year, so there's definitely an interest.
McGee would like to see the ferry become permanent and run year-round to give commuters on the North Shore another option for getting into town.
As you can see, we've got state-of-the-art facility with two berths for ferry boats and other operations. This is also land that's all part of the project, city-owned, which for extra parking spots. Parking's free with a building here is planned as a terminal and then a restaurant on the top. You can see how beautiful it is here.
McGee says the ferry terminal, located just a short walk away from the Lynn Center commuter rail stop and parking garage, could become a major transportation hub for the entire North Shore, especially if long-ago shelved plans to extend the MBTA Blue Line to Lynn were revived.
It'd be one of the, probably the only place where you'd have right at one point bus, rapid transit, and commuter rail with access to ferry boats, within, 5 minute walking right across the road onto the harbor.
That ferry, says McGee, would provide 30-minute service to the booming Innovation District at the South Boston Seaport.
You see that as another opportunity for outside-the-box thinking to get cars off the road and to also the economic benefits that come from that.
And while the Lynn Transportation Hub would directly benefit McGee's North Shore constituents, he's looking at transportation solutions all across the state.
Our future economic health depends on having a vibrant transportation system that all of the citizens in the Commonwealth can access. And without sitting on the road for hours on end every week to try and get where you need to be.
McGee points to the success of Route 128, the technology highway that helped spawn countless high-tech businesses. But he cautions the state cannot stagnate when it comes to transportation.
What happened after that initial investment was that 128 now is gridlocked. If you need to go to Waltham from the North Shore, you're talking about an hour and a half commute. So it went from the technology highway to bumper-to-bumper traffic every day, the technology parking lot.
Finding resources for transportation needs is always a challenge, says McGee, for Massachusetts and for other states. He says the U.S. lags behind other countries.
We spend probably around 2% of our GDP in this country on transportation, and what you see in other countries is they spend a much higher. They're spending more money, and you see the results when you make those investments.
Last winter's epic snowfall and shutdown of the commuter rail system show failure to make adequate investments in our transportation system can result in chaos and ultimately more cars on the road. McGee hopes that crisis presents a chance to improve the system.
You sit in traffic hour and a half every day. You think of the time that everybody's sitting in there. How can we make that ride better? How can we, bring down that time? How can we give other options that people are willing to take? And make it happen.
One of those options is to make public transit more frequent and reliable so more people get off the roads and take the T and commuter rail. A WBUR poll out this week finds 60% of those polled in Greater Boston say improving frequency and reliability at the T is the number one transportation priority. Mass Inc. pollster Steve Cazella says even motorists see more and better trains as a solution to gridlock on the roads.
The number one way they saw of improving traffic was focusing on the T rather than widening highways or, you know, removing toll booths or any of these other things. It was actually a focus on transit that people saw as the way to reduce traffic.
79% of those polled agreed both the MBTA and the state's roads should be major priorities. Cazella says that finding contradicts a popular narrative.
Very often you hear, you know, sort of drivers against T riders and everybody's competing for the same resources. But in this poll, it was both drivers and T riders saw improving the T as the best way to reduce traffic.
Here we are. 9 o'clock.
Senator Tom McGee pulls his Ford Focus into the legislator's parking lot and heads into the statehouse. It took him 45 minutes to drive 12 miles to work. This state transportation policymaker, like a majority of commuters we polled, favors investment in rail and roads, but also in ferries, to ease the traffic that's driving us crazy. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the Statehouse.
Find more coverage from the series on the Bostonomics page of our website, WBUR.org.